God. Go ahead, babe. Please read to me.
Hearing God's voice brings us out of a victim mentality in every area of our lives.
Yes.
We are supposed to walk in divine health. We should not ever need healing because we are walking in supernatural health. We are supposed to continually have our needs being met so we have more than enough for others as well as for ourselves. We cannot be selfish and just think that prosperity is for us. We must be kingdom-minded and know that God wants us to get lots of wealth through our hands so we can give to others.
Yes, yes.
Help others and help bring in the harvest in this end time. We are in the age of grace right now, and God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. However, in this age of grace, we must discern that the limitations have been taken off so we can proclaim the goodness of God to this generation.
Yes, God.
Determined today to stop living with a victim mentality. We must listen to His voice through His gentle whispers and through His word, regarding areas in our lives where we have given in to a victim mentality.
Yes.
In the midst of hearing His voice, we will also hear the whispers of His love over us as His beloved sons or daughters. God has a personality, and He likes certain things. When Jesus encountered people who were doing things He liked, He celebrated them. In Matthew 8:5-8, Jesus complimented the centurion for his faith after the centurion told Jesus he understood authority and knew that Jesus only needed to speak the word and his servant would be healed. We need to get a revelation about God's authority and get to the place that when God speaks His word over us, we say, "That is enough. It is all that we need."
Yes.
In Mark 9:23, a man asked Jesus if He was willing to heal. The truth is, we already are healed because from where He is standing, we have not yet become sick. When God spoke to us, there was no mention of sickness. His divine plan is for us to walk in health. But down here in this world, we judge everything by our experience and miss out on what God is doing in our lives. God is standing in our futures and speaking to us, but it sounds like it is our now.
Yes.
Jesus told the man in Mark 9, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Jesus placed it right back into the person's lap and gave him the responsibility and accountability to believe. Jesus is telling us that nothing is impossible. He has taken off all limitations. When God talks to you, it will be as a spirit being because you are a spirit who has a soul and lives in a body.
Yes, God.
God is also a spirit. And those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
See John 4:23. Therefore, God will speak to you spirit to spirit, but He speaks from a realm with no limitations. He does not doubt Himself. God speaks to you from the authority that framed the world, the same authority that formed you in your mother's womb. He thought of you, He saw you, and He watched you being formed. That is the God we serve. This is the God I saw in heaven who brought me back when I almost died. He is a very powerful and knows what He wants. God had intentions for you, and you must allow God to interpret them. When He speaks, let Him tell you what the intention of His heart is for you. Let Him interpret your dreams and interpret His word. You can walk in authority and dominion, but you need to have understanding. When you want to hear God's voice, you must remember that you are under authority, and whatever God says goes. When He speaks, you must be obedient and submit to it. It is important to allow the authority of what He is saying to come into you and enforce His word and His will for you. His will unveiled.
Honey, what chapter are you reading?
Chapter 2, The Sound of His Voice.
Okay. Hi, this is David Portillo and Christy Portillo. With my wife's permission, I asked if we could record this reading. We are reading from Dr. Kevin Zadi's book, You Can Hear God's Voice. I highly recommend that you get it. There's some very vital, important information in there for you. Anyway, thought I'd share that with you, and I hope that you get blessed. Honey, why don't you just pray real quick for them?
Well, there's a prayer right here in this same chapter. It's a prayer for holy fire.
Go ahead, read that.
So, Father, I pray right now that you speak to me. Baptize me in the holy fire that is from the altar. Begin to burn up anything that is hindering me. Have your way with me, Holy Spirit. Burn up all the chaff and all the excess baggage that is not needed. I want to be tried in the fire so only the purest gold comes out. I submit to the fire of God right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I hope you guys enjoy that. This is not planned. We're laying here in bed reading to each other.
Yeah.
And praying for each other. So God bless you, and thank you for your time. I hope you enjoy this listening. In Jesus' name, good night now.